Now, here's a phone call you want to take. It was Gary Barlow from Take That, phoning me to say it was his 10th wedding anniversary and he wanted to surprise his wife, Dawn, with a special reunion. Would you be up for it, Timmy? It's 2 decades since Dawn and Annie and I danced across Top of the Pops and around the world with our million-selling smash hit, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, in brackets, that she wore for the first time today, close brackets. Longest song title ever to get to number one. I know these things. It's part of the Guinness Book of Hit Singles. Anyway, then there was the fun-filled 7 little girls sitting in the back seat, in brackets, hugging and kissing with Fred, the bump, and Hot, 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 and an album, Hugging and a Kissing. And in between, a stint on the Children's Royal Variety, doing Speedy Gonzales with a large stuffed donkey, I recall, from which I fell off. Oh, yes. Annie went on to star in those Peugeot car TV ads. You know the ones loosely based on Thelma and Louise? Yeah. And Dawn, well, she went off to tour with Take That, and sometime later took that Gary and married him. It'll be a glitzy affair for our family and showbiz friends, said Gary. And at the end of it, I want to get Dawn up on stage with you two and see the magic recreated, because I never saw it first time round, live and in person. It's as much for me as it is for her, he went on. Now, if there's one thing good old Gary can do well, it's organise something. Whether it's climbing up Kilimanjaro for comic relief or putting together a Take That show at the Royal Albert Hall for children in need. So I knew it would be good. Well, it wasn't good. It was brilliant! An intimate gathering of 120, including all their showbiz mates. Ben Shepherd, Fern Cotton, Andy Peters, Chris Moyles, Kimberly Walsh, Denise Van Outen, Lulu. Oh, the list goes on. And they all watched and cheered as Jason Donovan stood up and did Too Many Broken Hearts. And then there were sets by Ronan Keating, just before he goes off on tour to Australia. Alicia Dixon, Michael McIntyre, Cheryl Cole, Peter Kay. And Take That, of course. And then they reached the finale. The highlight of the evening. And it was us. Annie and I and 2 new Itsy Bitsy girls had had about 10 minutes laughing and sort of rehearsing in an ensuite bathroom tucked away in the hotel. There wasn't a lot of room, but there was a mirror so we could sort of see what we had to do. Sophie and Sinead were about 3 when we were last performing together on Radio 1 road shows. Or at those great big diamond awards, I think in Amsterdam, in front of 18,000 people. I remember that day really well because several girls fainted in front of us as we were performing. I thought it was the hysteria at seeing us. Someone said, no, sorry to me, it's just a bit hot in here. Anyway, while we were giggling and pretending to practice, Dawn was suddenly asked to step out of the ballroom for 3 minutes and to be given the routine by a choreographer. Arlene Phillips was responsible for the original dance, and if I ever get on Strictly Come Dancing, I'll do it. I know, I'll get ripped to bits for sure on that. Anyway, Gary then brought her, unknowingly, out onto stage and surprised her with meeting Annie again, and then started the music and said, whoops, I nearly forgot. Here to make up the original Bomb Ballerina is Timmy Mallett. And on we went. The crowd yelled and cheered as we vogued and danced our way through the song. And in the middle 8, the girls cooed and oohed around my shoulders, just as they used to do. And by the time the final chorus came in, everyone was yelling, oh yeah! So we ended, breathless and laughing, and the smiles across the girls' faces was just lovely. So did it come back to you, I asked Dawn. Like it was yesterday, she said. And I reminded the crowd that this was a special wedding anniversary. And indeed, that song had been number 1 when Linda and I got married in September 1990. So a little gift seemed appropriate for the two of them, a Pinky Punky Mallet. And off we went to chat and mingle and dance with everyone else. There's often lots of comments about Itsy Bitsy, but I think Jason Donovan put it across quite well to me at the end of the night. I love cheese, he said. In fact, I'm a bit like it myself, actually. Because the one thing about cheese is it gets better with age.